With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, a Utah man, is now in custody. FBI Director Kash Patel expressed gratitude to the joint efforts which led to the swift capture of the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination.
The suspect was taken into custody at 10 p.m. local time. In less than 36 hours, 33 to be precise, thanks to the full weight of the federal government and leading out with the partners here in the state of Utah and Governor Cox, the suspect was apprehended in a historic time period. And I want to highlight what Governor Cox said. This would not have been possible without you, the media, and you, the public. That's why we went so public, so fast, and we're so transparent, and we're committed to that transparency.
Vice President J.D. Vance transported Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
That's correspondent Greg Cluxton. The sentencing of Nadine Menendez has brought to a close a prosecution that focused on the years after she met then-Senator Bob Menendez in 2018. Bob Menendez began serving his 11-year prison sentence 3 months ago. His wife will begin her four-and-a-half-year sentence next year to allow time for recovery for treatment of breast cancer. Their separate trials focused in part on $480,000 in cash and $150,000 in gold bars that were found in their home in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. It happened during a 2022 FBI raid. This is SRN News. A closer look at non-believers.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it focuses on the nuns, those who answer none when asked about their religious faith. It's the fastest-growing cohort in many nations, including the U.S., but the Pew survey finds that most nuns are not atheists. In this country, nearly half of the religiously unaffiliated do believe in God, as do majorities of that group in Latin America. Large percentages also believe in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters and lawmakers they elect could be headed for a clash at the ballot box over the power to set public policy. Citizen activists have kicked off a petition drive for a proposed constitutional amendment that would make it harder for state lawmakers to reverse or revise citizen-led initiatives approved by voters. In many states, divisive social issues such as abortion and transgenderism are dealt with via initiatives and referendums. This is SRN News. Another drop in the average rate for a 30-year mortgage.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.35%. That's the lowest level in nearly a year. Mortgage rates have been easing in recent weeks amid expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate next week. The Fed doesn't set mortgage rates, but its actions can indirectly influence their trajectory. Rates also fell in the lead-up to a Fed rate cut a year ago, but soon after began climbing again. I'm Alex Vega.
High school and college educators say that student use of artificial intelligence has become so widespread, they need to rethink how to assign and assess students. Many teachers have shifted all writing to the classroom. Some are returning to pen and paper exams to avoid cheating. Educators say it is clear that AI is transforming how students learn and study and how the teachers teach. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.